The unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfect truth is seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Amish the Buddha, amish the Dharma, amish the Sangha. Yesterday I talked about listening, aspects of listening for the guidance of the eternal. I want to start today by giving a psychological explanation of what I was talking about and see where that leads. On the basis of one psychological theory, or one type of psychological theory, the kind of events that I was talking about yesterday could be explained simply by the fact that, you know, you give your unconscious mind a chance to work on things and sleep on it, as it were, and in the morning, after you've slept on the problem, your unconscious mind gives you an answer. If we look a little more closely at that, and mind you, that explanation you don't need to factor in the eternal at all. There doesn't need to be any Buddha nature acting. There's nothing miraculous about it. It's like, say you were working on a mathematical problem. You really didn't get it. You slept on it, and sometime in the early morning, boom, you wake up, oh, I get it. Be like that. Well, life's problems are not quite as straightforward and logical as mathematical problems. And the thing about the so-called unconscious, for those who believe that there is such a thing, if you take, for example, Freudian theory, the unconscious is the id, and I think the superego also. In other words, it's your passions and your inhibitions. Well, in religion, we really don't want our passions and our inhibitions running the show. I call that, when we let our inhibitions and our passions run the show, I call that turning the keys of the car over to the karma. So from the religious point of view, the psychological explanation just simply does not hold water. It isn't enough. It doesn't give you what you're looking for in religion. The psychological point of view has the advantage. It doesn't require any faith. And Reverend Master used to say, when people go the psychological route, they go that route because they simply can't muster the faith to go a truly religious route. So from the religious point of view, psychology simply does not cut it. It won't provide the answer we're looking for. And it doesn't really explain anything of what I was talking about yesterday. But this introduction does show a problem that we have to deal with in a religious approach to life. And that is, how do we distinguish the voice of our Buddha nature from the influence of our passions? How do we distinguish the voice of the eternal from the voice of our karma? And that is a big problem. There's no getting around that problem. Remember, in those five aspects of meditation, starts with, ask sincerely. The recognition that we need help, asking for help in some aspect of our life. Well, we don't leap immediately to listen carefully and then follow gladly. There's two other steps. Offer wholeheartedly wait patiently. To use our pump metaphor that I was using yesterday, a lot of the pumps need a filter. You need to filter the fluid that you're pumping. Offer wholeheartedly means whatever we're clinging to that could influence the outcome, influence us in our actions, we let go of. We offer it up to the eternal. As a natural follow through on our original asking for help, we open up our heart to the help of the eternal. We let go of our pettiness. Let go of our selfish perspective. Open ourselves to something greater than ourselves. And in this step, we really start to transcend those passions, the influence of the past karma. Then by waiting, by putting a little sitting still in there, we really help ourselves, because if the passions were running hot at all, we let them cool down. If there was confusion, we let it settle down. We let everything calm down. In other words, we take refuge in the stillness of our Buddha nature. That's the real secret of that wait patiently. Take refuge in the stillness of your own heart. Take refuge in the stillness of the eternal. Place of the Iron Man, that place of the immovable, that true refuge within ourselves. Then when all conditions ripen, when that guidance comes, when that voice of the eternal comes, we can then hear it, because the groundwork has been laid. So we need that filtration system in place. Don't turn the keys of the car over to the karma. That sometimes is a real razor's edge, because sometimes there's karma that has to be fulfilled in some way. But you don't want the fulfilling of the karma to turn into the perpetuation of suffering. And there's a substantial difference between the two.
Homage to all the Buddhas in all the world. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds.